case. Ya la 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 la.
La 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 Heavy,
يعني يا ملك عدارة والنجيلة من السخابة. هيا ما وشيني يا خريخة من عروسة. هيا ما وشيني يا خريخة من عروسة. هيا يا مياني يا ملك عدارة والنجيلة من السخابة. هيا مياني يا ملك خدارة غير نجيلة من اسم خرابة. هيا ما وشيني يا خريخة ناروتا. هيا ما وشيني يا خريخة ناروتا. هيا ما وشيني يا خريخة ناروتا. I have yani a melech adara, vaya nagila min tzechava. Hayai ma washeni yacharecha naruta, ma washeni yacharecha naruta. Hayai ma washeni yacharecha naruta. Hayai. I have the yani ya melech adara vayna gila v'nitzvah chavah. Oh, Menachem Yisrael. Menachem, I want to go build Bobby's house. Want to show you build Bobby's house, or you want to sit at the table with the guys? You want to turn on that light? Whichever one, I don't know which one. Shut this one off and turn that off. And turn
that
off.
One?
Yeah. No?
Same one.
There you go. Oh, okay.
He was loving it.
Yeah. Okay, Max, so we're going to learn Torah now, okay? So you want to eat your cookie?
Yeah.
You want to eat your cake?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to learn Torah with the guys, okay? So so we have to be quiet, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, tada rabba.
That was
Singer Vainu,
okay?
That was Singer Vainu, yeah. What? Yeah, we're going to say Torah. Shh. Okay. Nu Chavra. Baruch Hashem, holding by the 46th night of the Omer, week of Shavuos, Mamish. Mamish, the tachas of the whole year. Like, you know, you're running the marathon of the whole year, and you see nachash on the finish line, but like, get to the tachlis. So this is what it is. People ask sometimes, why isn't Matan Torah at the beginning of the year? You would think you should start the year out as, you know, start it out. Get a chizik in Torah. But it's lehefach. The afik gets at the end of the year, to build up the whole year, the tachlis, the whole entire year. Not the beginning point. The tachlis is the end point. And that's where we're almost there. So the week of, so... My brother-in-law was asking me for like he asked me what I was learning. I said I'm preparing for Vlad. So he said, oh, like what do you learn with the guys? And I said to him, I told you guys this before, that he's like I told him over something. And he said he's like, wow, it's very he's just like it's very like deep. He's like, and he really liked it. I said, yeah, because when it comes to like the Vads, the Baruch Hashem, like, obviously we all have to work on the basics. I said, but what is with the with our Vads, that it's B'nai Aliyah. It's guys who are looking to grow. They just want, they don't want to just hear that, like, it's bad to get angry, which is a beautiful thing. You know, they don't want to hear, like, read out of, like, an English Parsha book. We're trying to learn together. We're trying to tap into a real avoda. Again, not that I'm the perfect person to give over a real avoda. But we're trying to do it together. It's a chabura of mamish b'nei aliyah. People are really trying to grow. Really trying to go. So, figure of Kivak Sefer. I learned this yesterday about the Kaisel. Mamish, this is the nekuda of hachana. If anyone has to go to Mar, by the way, don't. You're more than welcome to go if you have to, so don't feel bad at all. So when you come down, when you get so close to Mount Torah, the question is like, what's my last preparations, right? What do I have to do now? Like, what do I like? Do I learn this? Do I do that? What this segula, right? Everyone's looking for the segula. How do I enter in? Right. The whole thing is when you're far from something. Okay, you have time. Okay, I have 49 days of Sfiras Omer. At some point, I'll get serious and I'll get ready for Matan Torah, right? That's right, David Yosef. But all of a sudden, you get closer and you're like, uh-oh, what do I do now? Like, how do I get in? So have a listen to this for Kivak. It's mamish. It's so pashin. It's so yishmak. Hine. It's on page Nuntes of Shal Bini. Hine. Karei v'uvah ha-yom ha-kadosh v'anora chagashvus. We're getting very, very close to chagashvus. Yom is chachus kabbalas Torah. Today is chachus and kabbalas Torah. Vakadosh Baruch Hu tziva keachana lekabbalas Torah al mitzvah hagbala. Hashem mamish gives a mitzvah of hachana for we have shloshis mehagbala. So you see in the Torah itself, there's an inyan of you have to be mechin for kabbalas Torah. So what's the hachana that we do now? Veikar hachana lemaisa. What's the hachana? Who she'adam yeda v'yor libo, that person knows and he awakens himself, he fires himself up. Lekach she'anam hu rachok me'od v'kol k'dushos, that you become aware and you fire yourself up. The fact that what I'm so far from kedusha, I'm so far from where I should be, I'm so far from kedusha of Kabbalah Satorah. Havala ta, but now holech u'meskarev or hayomtav. Right, or hayomtav, we could already feel it. We can mash mark. Everyone's talking about what are you doing for Shavuos. She efshalahasid klal ad kama gadol kochol la'ir or chadash nishmaso. That we realize that we're so far that we have no idea the greatness of the or that's about to come. Right? You can't even think, how can I possibly masig it? I'm so far from this. What's the shaykhus that I have? V'zeu ikr hachana kabbalas Torah. This is the ikr hachana. This is the ikr preparation. Shelo yisya'ish lomar shekvar yodeh ma'u yomtev. To not be miyayish and say, okay, I already know what yomtev is. I went through. Okay, for you guys, it's your first year of Yom Tov, second year, fifth year. All right, so I already went through Rosh Hashanah. It was nice. Okay, so yeah, okay, but you know, they're all nice, and I fall right back to all my old stuff. But he's saying the ikar is to not give up and say, okay, I already know what Yom Tov is. Gvar yibchayv kama Yom Tov, and I've already been through a lot of shavuos. It's nothing special. What can I possibly change more than I did this year? What's going to change so much? Keep open zeh, when a person has this type of mindset, that what could be so great about this Shavuos compared to last Shavuos? Right? Wasn't there a Shavuos? I just had Pesach less than 50 days ago. What could be so great now? Keep open zeh, when a person thinks like this, who be'emes, soger me'atz masaras Yom Tov. You close off the gates of Yom Tov. It's like, imagine someone's giving you a flat, imagine you're in a dark, pitch black room, and someone opens a window for you, says, oh, let me give you some light to find it. All of a sudden you'd be like, no, no thank you. And you shut the window. There's ore right there, it can help you, but you shut it. So now what's going to happen? You have no shot. You lock the window. Person has to know that what? That I'm so rachok from the ore. It's such an ore that's so big that I don't even understand how much it can light me up. Iker ha'chana, but what's the iker? What's the main of everything? Who? Ha'bittel. It's the midah of nullification, bittel, of ayin, of nullifying yourself. Lahaamin, to believe shehinei bevada yom tov shebalino tova yazor li baruch nisus gashmius, to believe 100% and to work in that amuna, to know that what that shavuos right now, shavuos is coming, it can mamish light me up in ruchnius, in all my spiritual, what I want to become. I want to become a tam chacham. I want to become a tzaddik. I want to be someone like we were just talking about before. I want to have a fiery davening. I want to be someone who's at minyan on time. I want to have a heilig Shabbos kodesh like Chizkiyahu had this past week. Right? I want to have a big time Shabbos. Right? I want to have chevra. And also the gashmias. Right? I want to have a potam of a yid. I want to look like a yid. I want to go with a schmack beard. If you're holding there, you might not be holding there yet, but just to feel it for myself. I want to go with a schmack beard just to have a aris panim, you know? And then my wife could like it, but see after the shmaya. Right? Ruchnis, amen, everyone, amen. I need some amens. Right? Amen is also kel melech ne'amar. Right? Which is amuna. You have to have amuna. Someone actually said to me today, he's like, Chesky, listen, like, I'm really going to miss you next year. I was like, why, where are you moved to? He's like, move to Tina Casino. Probably the next, like, 5 years will be psych. I was like, no. Do not go to psych. He's like, why? I was like, can't explain that. Anyway, back to this, yeah? You have to believe, Chevra, we have to believe with full amuna that what? That this... Chevra, we have to believe that Shavuos can come now and can light us up. It can give us everything we need. It's in it. Ki b'chol yom tov mis'orer ha'aras or aponim. Every yom tov, there's a new or that comes in. A new thing that's lit up. A new ratzon that's lit up. If you feel that I'm so far, even if you're not the lowest person, be like, who am I to come close to Shavuos? Who am I for Kabbalah Satorah? Who am I for Har Sinai? Who am I for Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? You have to know the opposite. The what? Ze ikir hachana. This is the hachana. Sheyomar shenei ata holech uva or chadash yotzi osi legamrei. The what? That this or of Shavuos is coming and it can help me to get out of all my cottonness, all my low thoughts about myself. Va'bitul hazeh, this bitul, saying, what, Hashem, I'm so far, I don't even know what Shavuos is, I don't even know what it can do for me, I don't even have a derech to get in. Hashem, I just want to be mevatel myself to you. Just help me out, Hashem. I can't do it on my own, help me out. Zehu ikrachana, that's the ikrachana for Shavuos. It's to have a tefillah, Hashem, please, I don't know what Shavuos is. I don't know how to feel Shavuos. I don't know how to feel a Tam of Shavuos. I don't know Kabbalah's Torah. I don't know Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. I'm so far from that. Boreel, please bring me close. That's the Ikra Hachana. To mevatel yourself. Say Hashem, I don't know. Like we say, Tach Zayadiyah, like Rabbeinu says, Tach Zayadiyah, Menachisel, no hitting. Right? High five. Menachisel, do you want to build Bobby's house? You want to sit in my lap? Okay, you want to sit next to the guys? We have to be a good boy, yeah? You want to drink mayim? You want to finish the cake, yeah? However, this is the ikar achana of everything. There's an Indian that we've said by Lag BaOmer. It's in the Nigin of Rabbi Akiva, right? Amar Akiva Sheikh Yisrael. Right? Lifnei mi ata mitaran u mi mitar asam. So it's a famous board brought down. Sechen quotes it. Siva Shalom quotes it. If you haven't heard it yet, you have to know it. It says, Lifnei mi atem mitaren. So before me, the question is, Lifnei mi atem mitaren. Before who are we being mitar ourselves? Umi mitar eschem. And who's mitar us? So Svar bring down that it says, Lifnei mi atem mitaren. Before me, we're mitar ourselves. What's me? What's come after me, Chevra?
50.
Lifnei mi before 50 means that what, 49 days? Atem mitaren. We work to mitar ourselves. Who me, and when you finally get to me, which is day 50, mitar eschem. Me is mitar you. When you put in your avodah 49 days to mitar yourself, right, then what happens? Then the me, then the 50th day, which is Shavuos, comes to be mitar you. And what's the next words? Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's the need of a mikvah. A mikvah is what's mitar a person. As far as I speak about the chashivas of the mikvah on Shavuos, it's called the mikvah of the Or Nun, Or Chamishim, Nun Sharibina. Right, Rabbi Nachman has a whole Torah about it, and Torah Nun Vav, about that the highest mikvah of the entire year, for anyone who goes to the mikvah, is Dafka Leil Shavuos, before Shachris and Shavuos. The highest mikvah of the entire year. It says you're mamish toivling in the Nun Sharibina, in Shar Chamishim.
Is the one you're
going to
be open, the one
that's
going to be open,
no? Yeah. So Chevra, you see that this whole Zman now is built on what? Tara. Being Matara ourselves. That's why we say, V'taher libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Right, we say that in Shabbos Davin. V'taher libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. So the Shlosh says, if you take the first letters of Taher, is Tes. Libeinu,
Lamed.
La'avdecha, be'emes, is Osios Litbo. So the person wants to mitar himself, how do you do it? In the tefillah.
Tefillah of a mikvah. A mikvah, it's matara person. Right? This manel, Sfiras Omer, is one big mikvah. That what? Liftei miyat tematara. We're toiling the mikvah of Sfiras Omer. The mikvah of Shavuos itself.
So, Igiva whole Shavuos is about mikvahs, but that's not where we're going to go right now. The Hilgo Berditchever says, you know what happens? First of all, Ri says this, the Balshan says, that a person who goes to the mikvah without having kavanah on what he's doing, you miss the point. You have to have a little bit of kavanah. So the Hilgo Berditchever says, what's the kavanah in a tefillah? States gematria tefillah is gematria bittel. The same words, right? Tefillah tovah is a batel. He says, what's the tachas of it? You know what the tachas of a mikvah is? Tachas of a mikvah is that when you go under the mikvah, can you live under there? Under the water, can you live under there?
No.
It's complete bittel. So even some people say, when you come in the mikvah, you're a bria chadasha. It's like a baby in its mother's womb. What's the tachas of a mikvah? You can have a lot of people who go to the mikvahs a lot, but they're not in the mikvah. They're not living a life of mikvah. You know how you live a life of mikvah? You know how you do that? It's the meat of bittel. So I'm mevatel myself to Hashem. Say, Hashem, I can't do it on my own. Like it says in our Gemara, il malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yachalo. If not for the fact that Hashem would help you, you're no shot for Yitzhara. Kud is to live with that nekud, that Hashem, I'm always with you, and I always need your siyat l'shmaya. He says, tefillah is osios bittel. That the main way to metar yourself is that midah of bittel. Midah of ayin. That Hashem, I can't do it on my own. I'm a nothing compared to you. Right? Torah is given on Har Sinai. Har Sinai is known what? Shiflis. Anava. Moshe Rabbeinu. Anav mikol Adam. Why? Because it's that midah of bittel. That Hashem, I can't do it on my own. Hashem says, oh, Moshe, you can't do it on your own? Boom. I'll help you out. Har Sinai, I'm the lowest of all the mountains. Boom, I give it to you. Why? It's because the bittel to the Boreoma. But like Rav Kivak was saying, that bittel is the idea of knowing how far we are. Knowing that rachok, that Hashem, rachok, I'm so rachok. I wish I'd come close to you, I don't know how. I'm so far. Pasuk says, in I think Yishayahu, it says, Merachok Hashem nireli. What does that mean? Merachok from far, Hashem nireli. That means is when a person realizes that I'm rachok boreom, I need your help. Merachok, Hashem nearly. That's when you could see Hashem. To realize that what, I'm so far. You might think, oh, being far is a bad thing. No. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Zohar Kaddish says this, this is from Nassim Maimon. So the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shalom, Shalom, Lirachok, Vilakarov. Said this before, it's an unbelievable remez. Right? So it says, Shalom, Shalom, Lirachok, Vilakarov. That Hashem says Shalom to someone who's rachok and someone who's karov. What's the, right? Wouldn't you think being rachok is not good? Karov is good, no? So Zohar says, take the gematria of lirachok, is gematria 344. That means gematria lag bomer, right? 344 is lirachok. Vila karov is also gematria exactly 344. This is why? Because when a person realizes that he's rachok, Hashem says, oh, now you're karov. Because you realize that what? That tachz idea sheino noda. What's the tachz of Purim Chevra? Adlo yada. Adal Yoda, that's the tachlis? Yeah, that's the tachlis. Because that's when Hashem says, oh, now that you're mevatel yourself to me, you're mevatel your das to me, I'll give you a new das. Shalom, shalom, lirachok, v'lakarov. To realize that Hashem, I'm so far from you. Hashem says, oh, you're far? I'm going to bring you close. Why? Because you want my siyata d'shmai. And chavre, that's the nekud to enter into Matan Torah. To enter into Har Sinai. It's what to realize, Hashem, I need your help. I can't do it on my own. Hashem, guide me. Torah's lashon of hora. Hora means to give you guidance. And so you take gematria of merachok, right? Mem resh is 240, chesvav is 14, so it's 244, 254, and kuf is 100 that you get. 354 is gematria sphira, with the kola. So that's the tax of sphira. It's to realize the what? That Hashem, I'm so far from you. And every day you get closer and realize the what? Hashem, as I get closer to Matadora, I get much further. Because why? You see, like, goes like this, when you come to the sun, the closer you get to the sun, what happens?
It's hotter.
It's hotter. And you, what happens? You can't look.
Yeah.
So too is it. Sfiras Omer. We get closer and closer and closer to Matan Torah, to Shavuos. And what happens to us? But it's like, oh, it's such a great or. It's such an unbelievable or. And I said, Hashem, I need your help. I can't do it on my own. Please give me the eyes to see. Help me enter in. I thought of Remez this morning in Halal. Is that the whole Nekuda of Shavuos, it's called the Nun. It's called the Yom HaNun, 50th day. So one of the biggest words we say is, Aye Hashem Elokecha. Right, where's Hashem? Aye. Right? Aye Kol Kimoda. Where's the covenant of Hashem?
Aye, where? Saying Hashem, I can't find you. Help me find you. So Chevra, we say this four times in Halal. So Gishmak. Ana Hashem Oshiana. Ana Hashem Oshiana. Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Right? What are the first letters of Ana? Is?
Aleph.
Hashem? It's Yud. Right? Yud give up. Right? Hoshia? No. And also same exact as Aye, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. It's exactly what Stevas Aye Nun. Where's the Nun? Mimitareschem. That's what we're saying. That's our tefillah today. Hashem, I can't. How do I get to the Nun? I want to come in. Hashem says, oh, you want to come in? And you realize that you need my Siyat Ishmael? I'll bring you in. That's what he's telling us. To realize that, what? I need the Boreol. Merachok Hashem nearly. Dafka, when we feel Rachok, that's Dafka brings us Karov. Because Hashem says, you can't possibly get close to me. It's impossible. Hashem's called an Eshochla, the Or Ein Sof. So how do you get close to it, if he's an Or Ein Sof? Is when you make yourself an Ayin, like it goes like this. Rav Nachman speaks down the Kudimara. Yeah? Just to give you, it's very cool. He says, Hashem's called Meloch Chal Aretz Kavod. The whole world is full of Hashem. Like the Zohar says, Leis Asar Panamine. Right? There's nothing lacking. Right? Leis Asar Panamine. There's no space that's empty of Hashem. So if a person makes himself Ayin, if a person makes himself a nothing, then what do you become? If you become a nothing, if you're nothing, then what are you?
You become everything.
Why do you become everything?
You become
a chilek of Hashem mamish. You say, I'm a nothing. But hold on, if Hashem is everything, and you're nothing, then you know what? You become part of Hashem. And Hashem lifts you up. And this is the biggest school in all Pnimiyas HaTorah, is what? The Midah of Ayin. The Midah of Bittel. Midah of Keser. Keser is called Ayin. Or Ein Sof. That's what the Bor Yom is called. With the hakar of harachok ayim, that's dafgo brings me so karov. And that's what matzias chavra, to come to matan Torah, to come to Torah. It's how, it's bittel. It says the Zohar says staka ba raisa bara ama. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the whole world from that. This is the blueprint of the world is Torah. How can we tap into this? How can I learn Torah? I saw a guy today, and it's so sad. You see, every day, more and more, a guy was sitting like right near me, calling one of his friends, checking out something on Twitter, with his Gemara open and his Chumash open, and just looking at Twitter and pictures of friends on one of these accounts things. Like, right? Because they're over and talking. Thinking of man, like, what do you, like, get out. Don't come into Hashem's place and just use like a cell phone on top of it while your Gemara's open. At least shut the Gemara. There's no bittul. So Hashem, I'm the Melech. Hashem, if it works for me, I'll do it. Hashem, don't give me any of your rules on me. However, this is the Nekuda. If you want to become everything, you want to become a Melech. It happens to be Rav Shor points out, what are the first letters? It says about the Midah of Malchus. It says, Leis Migar Meklum. It has nothing of its own. Yeah? Leis Migar Meklum means I have nothing on my own. So, Chavre, what's the first letters of Leis? Migar Me Klum. So it says Melech. Is that, you know what a Melech is and what Tasa Melech is? To realize what? I have nothing on my own. And that's exactly what Shavuos is. So we become Mamleches Kohanim. We become Malachim. You know what you do with that Malchus? You give that Malchus right back to the Boreolam. Say, Boreolam, I'm giving you my Malchus. And Hashem says, oh, you are? I'll make you into a Melech. However, the whole year, the talks of everything is this Midah of Ayin. Like it says, when a Malach attacks us, what happens? What do we say? Yeshem b'kibinu imayin. We had a suffix in Yesh and Ayin. Everything a Malik is about is Yesh. That's why it says Asher Karcha b'derech about a Malik. Karcha, Rashi points out, Melashon Keri. What's Gematria Keri? Kuf?
310.
Gematria Yesh. When a person says, I am something, that's Keri. Keri is seminal emission. That's what it is. But you know what the Tachas is? So what? Ayin, I'm a nothing boy. And like the Halig, we've said this 1,000 times, but it's so important to know this. From the Degel Machan Ephraim, the uncle of Rabbi Nachman, grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he says, you have a Nasi. A Nasi is someone who's like a Rosh HaMemshela, right? A person who's a president. Within the words Nasi is the Osios Yesh and also Ayin. Says why? Because if a Nasi chooses to be a Yesh, says, I am something, I have my power, you know Hashem says to him, oh, you're a Yesh, you're an Ayin. But if a Nasi, a person with authority, which is all of us, says Hashem, I'm an Ayin. You know what Hashem says to you? Oh, you're an Ayin? I'll make you into a Yesh. I'll make you something big. I'll make you successful.
That's why Hashem sent me two awesome Ramazim tonight. And Potash is here, so Baruch Hashem, you could hear these. Take Bittul, right? The tachlis of Bittul, you have to fill up the word Bittul, okay? So let's spell out the word Bittul. So Bez is Bez Yud Tuf. Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. Tes is Tes Yud Tuf. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav. Lamin is Lamin Mem Dalid. Gematria 938 is Gematria Tuf Vav, which is Tuf, right? So it's spelled Tuf Tuf Vav. Vav is Vav Vav. Resh is Resh Yud Shin. Hey is Hey Hey. What does that spell?
Torah
B'miloy, mean the Shlemus of Torah, filling of Torah with everything, is Gematria exactly Bittul B'miloy. When a person makes himself Batal to Hashem, says, oh, now I get it, my Torah. Why? Because I trust you. And that's how you get it. Like the Zohar says, Kutshabrichu v'araisa chadu. Hashem and the Torah are one. So how do you get to Torah? By being davak to Hashem. How do you be davak to Hashem? When you make yourself a nothing, Hashem says, oh, if you're nothing, then I have to take you under my wing because I'm everything. And that means if you're part of me, you're part of Torah. Chaver, it's the biggest midah, and it's lehefach. In the world we live in, everything is what? Big. Times Square. New York City. Right? Florida. The beaches. Right? Wherever you're from. Right? Not the beaches are a bad thing. I like the beaches. There's good things on the beaches, right? But the whole thing in the world is I have to be big. Mansions. Fancy clothing. I have to stand out, right? I have to have crazy... everyone has to... I have to be the biggest. Right? If you're in sports, I have to be the strongest. Most tattoos. Biggest celebration. It's lehefach. Like Avshor said this at the beginning of the year. What you can learn from the Goyim today, the Goyim are mamash not hiding anything from us. They teach you what not to be. It's kedai to watch sports to realize what not to be. A bal gaiva, a bal taiva. Right? Kuda is that what our midah is bittul. And bittul dafka takes you to the highest of places. And I think it's kedai for tonight. I'll tell you next time I thought of tonight. Tonight is the sphira of Netzach Sheba Malchus. Right? Netzach is midah Moshe Rabbeinu, Malchus David Melech. So, it goes like this. Take the matcha of Netzach Sheba Malchus. Right, so Netzach is 148, and Sheb Malchus is 798. What do you got? David Yosef.
148 and 798.
Huh?
148 and 798.
946. 946. So 946. If you spell Bittul differently in the Miloy, it's much exactly Bittul also.
Wait.
Yeah.
Plus one, minus one.
No, you could spell it in a different way. Meaning you spell it Vav Yud Vav instead.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
So it's Gematria Bittul. Yeah? You know what else is Gematria? The tachlis of all Bittul is what is Emuna? Saying I have Emuna in Hashem. So David HaMelech says to him, Derech Emuna Bacharki. He says, I choose the Derech of Emuna. So Netzach Shev Malchus, Gematria, Derech Emuna Bacharki. That tonight is the night to say, choose what? Hashem, I'm going to have more Emuna in you. And he says that you run the show. The imam in that I might feel that I'm so rechok, but Hashem, but you could bring me close. To mevat ourselves to Hashem, say Hashem, I just want to have emun in you. Of all the drachim of David Malka Mashiach, David Melech, what you think? Derech Torah, derech Tefillah, derech Melech. What did he choose? Derech Emunah Bacharti. So I choose the derech of Emunah. That's why David Melech's yurtzeit is on Shavuos. Shavuos is Matan Torah. What does David Melech say? Derech Emunah Bacharti. That's not I want Emunah, but I want to have Emunah. And so yeah. Tonight's Moshe and David. What's Gematria Moshe? 345.
Yeah.
And David is 14.
Yeah.
What do you get?
359
is Gematria Mashiach with the Kola. So tonight to David, Mashiach in Makola, plus one. So that's the Nakuda we have tonight. We have David, we have Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have the big oros tonight. Derech Emunah Bacharti, the midah of Bittul. And with the midah of Bittul, that's also his tefillah. That's what's mataras more than anything else. So chaver, let's try to enter in. Daven a lot, Hashem. Hashem, help me enter in. Help me get in somehow. Give me a derech in. The derech is Bittul. Chaver, I guarantee you, when you mevat yourself to Hashem, Hashem gives you everything. And it's a midah people don't know about. I have to fill out the most boxes. Heard a guy say today to someone else, how many boxes do you have? He says, oh, I'm at 150. He's like, oh, I have 200 more than you. Man, what is this, a game? Literally, people make it into the game. Good is that it's Bittul. Learn with Bittul to Borei Olam. Borei, help me enter in, please.
Mirchok Hashem nearly. To realize that I'm Rechok. And that's okay to realize that I'm Rechok. Because it's a huge or. But that's Dafka Hashem gives it to you. So Chavre, we should be Zocha to enter in. We should be Zocha to be Mamin in ourselves. That we could enter in. Mamin in ourselves. That Hashem wants to give us the Torah. And Siyat Hashem have Zocha to Mekabel the Torah. With the Heilige Oros of Shavuos. And Mam Torah. Like Matan is also Matan. Hashem wants to give it to you. So Zocha to tap into the aura of Moshe Rabbeinu with Dabar Melch. B'siyat Dishmaya. Oy Moshe, emes, v'soy raso, emes, Moshe, emes.
Oh.